I'm going to bob and weave between a new manuscript of poems and some prose from a new book, which will be out in May, and then new poems from my new book, which is I just got copies a couple of days ago, and I like the book. I don't know. The first poem is called The Wrestler's Heart. When I was 16, 17, 18 years old, I used to wrestle. And this is sort of a summary of my years wrestling. I had no choice but to shave my hair and wrestle. The 30 guys humping one another on a mat. I didn't like high school. There were no classes in archaeology, and the girls were too much like flowers to bother with them. My brother, I think, was a hippie, and my sister, I know, was the runner-up queen of the Latin American club. When I saw her in the cafeteria, waved and said things like, "Debbie, is it your turn to do dishes tonight?" She would smile and make her real eyes real scary at me. My brother, I believe, was taking reds and batting dust motes. The wrestling coach was the same person who taught you how to drive a car. But first, there was wrestling, young guys in the steamy room and coach with a silver whistle, his clipboard, his pencil behind his clubbed ear. I was no good at wrestling. Everyone was better than me. Everyone was larger in the showers, their cocks like heavy wrenches, their hair like the scribbling of a mad child. I would lather as best I could to hide what I didn't have, and then walk home in the dark. When we wrestled Madera High School, I was pinned in 12 seconds. My mom threw me a half a stick of gum from the bleachers. She shouted, "It's Juicy Fruit." And I just looked at her. I looked at the three spectators, all crunching corn nuts, their faces like punched-in paper bags. We lost that night. The next day in biology, I chewed my half stick of Juicy Fruit and thought, what can go wrong in 12 seconds? The guy who pinned me was named Bloodworth. There was a meaning in that name, and that night I asked my mom what our name meant in Spanish. She stirred the crackling papas and said it meant Mexican. I asked her what was the worst thing that happened to her in the shortest period of time. She looked at my stepfather's chair and told me to take out the garbage. That year, I gained weight, lost weight, and lost more matches, nearly all by pins. I wore my arm in a sling when I got blood poisoning from a dirty fingernail. I like that. I like being hurt. I even went as far as limping, which I thought would attract girls. When the counselor called me to his office and asked what I wanted to do with my life, I told him I wanted to be an archaeologist, and if not that, then an oceanographer. I told him I had these feelings I was Chinese, that I'd lived before and was going to live again. He told me to get a drink of water, and by third period, I should reconsider what I was saying. I studied some, dated once, ate the same spam sandwich until it was spring and most of the trees had circled the campus and wrestling was over. Then school was over. That summer I mowed lawns, picked grapes, and rode my bike up and down the block because it was good for heart and leg. The next year I took driver's ed. Coach was a teacher. He said, "Don't be scared, but you're going to see some punks getting killed. If you're going to cry, do it later." He then turned on the projector, a funnel of silver light that showed motes of dust, then 6 seconds of car wreck from different angles. The narrator with the wrestler's haircut came on. His face was thick like a canned ham sliding onto a platter. He held up a black tennis shoe and said, "The boy who wore this sneaker is dead." Two girls cried, three boys laughed. Coach smiled and slapped the clipboard against his leg, kind of hard. With 1 year of wrestling behind me, I barely peeked, but thought 6 seconds for the kid with the sneakers, 12 seconds for Bloodworth to throw me on my back. Tough luck in half the time.